This is today's Bible story. To some people who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this story. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One of them was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself, "Lord, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get." But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner." "I tell you," said Jesus, "this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Now Jesus entered Jericho, and he was passing through. A man was there called Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was very rich. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was a short man, he couldn't see because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed up a sycamore fig tree to see him, because Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "Jesus has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of all my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I'll pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For I, the Son of Man, have come to seek and to save those who are lost."
I know you've had a wonderful time at Holiday Club this week. We're so glad you've decided to come, and it's lovely to have you in church today. And I want us to think about that story that Becca just read to us. The story is about two men who went to the temple to pray. The first one is called a Pharisee. He was a very religious man. The second one was a tax collector. Now, tax collectors in our country are very nice people, aren't they? They're very nice people. But in Jesus' country, they were bad people because they used to steal money from the people. Well, the Pharisee stood up to pray. And this is what he said, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of my money away." Do you see? This man was very proud. He thought he was good enough for God. But the tax collector, he knew he'd done things wrong. He wouldn't even look up. Did you notice what he said? "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." And you know what? Jesus taught that God rejected the Pharisee, and God forgave and welcomed the tax collector. Jesus said that everyone who says sorry for the things they've done wrong, God will accept. But everyone who thinks they're good enough for God, God will reject. And then, in the next chapter of Luke's Gospel, we learn the story of Zacchaeus. Now, in England, everyone pronounces Zacchaeus' name as Zacchaeus. But in Wales, I grew up calling him Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, I thought his name was Zacchaeus. But anyway, I've discovered now his name is Zacchaeus. And we used to sing a song. It went like this. Now Zacchaeus was a very little man, and a very little man was he. He climbed up into a sycamore tree for the Saviour he wanted to see. And when the Saviour passed that way, he looked up into the tree and he said, Zacchaeus, now you come down, for I'm coming to your house for tea. Jesus said that the tax collector who said sorry to God was forgiven. Now Zacchaeus shows us that this is true. Jesus was passing through Jericho. We're introduced to Zacchaeus, who's a chief tax collector and very wealthy. And he was a very little man. And he couldn't see Jesus over the crowd. So he climbed a sycamore tree to see Jesus. And when Jesus passed the tree, he looked up and he said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. That was an amazing thing for Jesus to say. Because a rabbi like Jesus normally would have nothing to do with a bad person like Zacchaeus. In fact, the respectable people start to mutter, he's gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Jesus loved Zacchaeus. Jesus wanted to rescue Zacchaeus from his life of sin and from hell. Jesus rescues Zacchaeus. And look what Zacchaeus says in return. Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anyone, I will pay back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost. Now then, boys and girls, mums and dads, grannies and granddads, everyone else, Jesus is teaching us a very clear message. If we think we're good enough for God because we do good things or we go to church, we've got a shock coming to us. We can't make ourselves good enough for God. If, on the other hand, we know that we've done things wrong and we come to God humbly asking for forgiveness, God will forgive us. Because Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. In other words, Jesus came to rescue lost people. People who've done things wrong. And that's all of us. Let me explain how he does this. He dies for us on the cross. When Jesus dies, all the wrong things we've done are piled up onto Jesus. And he takes the punishment for our sins, for the things we've done wrong. And this means we can escape God's punishment. And that we can be forgiven. So can I invite all of us to be honest with God, like the tax collector. Let's take a moment to confess our sins to God and to thank Him that Jesus died to take away our sin. Let's pray. Father, many of us here today are religious people, but we've heard Jesus' message that we can never make ourselves good enough for God. And so we freely confess that we've done things wrong and that we need your forgiveness. And we thank you so much that Jesus died on the cross to take our punishment, that we might be forgiven and be brought into a friendship with God. So, Father, we put our trust in the Lord Jesus today and in what he's done for us. And we bring you this prayer in his name. Amen.